Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios, episode 2 for the night in Fort Worth. Thanks to Blaine Bunning, who fucking doesn't know how to read goddamn text messages or answer back timely. I don't know if that's the fucking right word to use. But motherfucker's here now, and he brought 12,000 people with him. I said, hey, let's record a show, bring some people. Bitch brought all of Fort Worth with him to a 2-bedroom Airbnb. Anyway, so thanks to all the sponsors. If you are a first-time listener, don't make this your first show. This is not the fucking one to come in on. The birthday bitch over here is already probably drunk.
Pretty much.
Why did you have to get... Never mind. I don't even want to know why you got so goddamn close to your mic when you just did that. You know how to fucking work a mic.
Yeah, correct.
If you do that every fucking time, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to assault you.
Here we go.
See, he always does this. This motherfucker, every time he gets on the show, he wants to fuck with me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be professional.
Nah.
Well,
he's like, I've got a career. I would rather fuck with you than, you know, make my career better.
That's right.
What career?
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, thank you all the sponsors. On the show, I read them the episode before this. I'll read them sometime. You know, I love you guys. Thank you for everything you do. Blaine, I want you to introduce your buddy sitting at the table with us.
Okay.
Because I'm going to fuck up names.
All right. This is Mr. Kyle Tell, all the way from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes, he sir. Makes shit happen.
Is that
it's a real business. Thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, why don't you instead of just and get closer to your fucking mic, Dick? I don't know why you're doing that. Why
are you I was too close. Now I'm too far.
You know what the fuck you're doing.
I've never done this before. Not in this house.
Not in this house.
You've done it in every fucking
new house, new rules.
Well, explain for people what makes shit happens is.
How about Kyle? You explain to people what it is.
Well, yeah, so you pointed at my shirt that I'm not wearing.
Yeah.
I own and operate a mechanic shop.
That's cool. Where's it at? Minnesota?
It's in Pine City. The letters are MSH, and they don't stand for anything particular. So I got sick of looking for a name, like Elite Automotive taken, you know? So I was like, fuck it. Pick out some letters. I'm going to roll with it. Then I was like, oh, let's make shit happen. MSH.
Yeah.
That's badass.
That is
badass. That's a great. Yeah, that's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, keep going, son.
All right. Are we going to just do the table first, or do you want me to introduce
you? Can do the table first, and we'll introduce everybody.
All right. Over here, I've got my cousin from Tulsa, Mr. Greg Parker.
Greg, that's why I thought it was
yeah,
Gary. Right.
Yeah, it's really close.
Yeah, it is.
He gets called Gary Allen a lot.
At least it started with a G.
Yeah, that's right. Always.
I really was like, fuck. When he messaged me back earlier, and he's like, who the fuck is Gary?
Oh, and I knew exactly who you were talking about.
See, why you got to be such a dick, man?
Did he even correct you?
No, the bitch said, who's Gary? And then I'm like thinking, it's like, I know I didn't just meet some random fucking guy last night named Gary who just hung around with us that wasn't actually with the group.
Yeah.
That's what I started thinking. I was like, what the fuck? We had a tag along and nobody knew it but me.
Yeah.
And everybody was buying the shots for me the whole time. So I won, you know.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, from Tulsa, cousin of Blaine. And actually used to live in Fort Worth, so being back here is pretty awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys coming, being on the show. We're going to have some more folks like Interchangeable. If you don't mind, pull your microphone a little bit closer to you. There you go. Introduce everybody else that's here. We won't have them come jump on the mic right now, but introduce everybody that's here for your birthday.
All right. We've got Mr. Austin Warren. We got Emily and JJ Spry, who just got married, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Congrats.
Congratulations. Appreciate it. Looks like y'all started a little early.
Hey.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
You left something in there, buddy.
And we haven't told their parents yet. It's Michael Purser. He is not pregnant.
He is not pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, and we just realized today that Sarah's not either. This is Sarah Stuckey from Las Vegas.
That's Blaine's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all realized that today. I was wondering why you wasn't drinking yesterday. Yeah.
Cat's out of the cage.
Yeah. No, we were drinking.
It was a joke, dickhead.
Yeah.
It's ruined. It's fuck it. Just, you know what? I'm over it.
Yeah.
We had a great time last night. Dukesie was very proud of him. Me and
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's proud of you.
Yeah.
You should have heard me the same video that I sent to you. I sent his daddy.
Oh, yeah.
This morning of him slow dancing with old gal in the kitchen with just his socks on last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the cutest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
And the slow mo really did it.
I know.
The slow mo at the end really did it.
You can thank Macy for that.
Yeah, she did. She was like golden on the video.
Yeah.
Like
I bet she is. she is in the shower right now. I can say that. She's going to come out and punch me in the side of my fucking head.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Worth it. God damn, I'm really going to get assaulted.
Yep.
So anyway, how old are you, by the way, bitch?
28.
You had to do math.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been like a year since I've celebrated a birthday.
How much have you already drank today?
Enough.
If you don't, you see, musician, I'm going to show you. Hey, when it's real low, when there's not like fucking staying in the middle, right, that means they can't hear you.
So I'm not cross-eyed, so I can't look at you and the screen at the same time. And there's like 30 different arms between me and this computer screen.
So how about when you're speaking, you look at the monitor and you try to keep your vocals right there to where it's popping yellow and it's not just green.
Like this.
I fucking hate you.
I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Podcast like this.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. Why do I feel like he was whispering to me last night now that I'm trying to remember some shit?
Because you think about weird shit.
I do.
That was in your dreams, dog.
Yeah.
It's not what I dreamed about last night. I couldn't get you and that old girl on this couch off my mind. There's a couple times I peeked out that door. Like she was bouncing on a pogo stick.
Had a little peep of tongue, huh? Had a little peep of tongue.
Did she fall off a couple times?
Like this couch?
Yeah, that couch.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his dick to go through the archway. Oh, so he had to stay in the living area.
Y'all stand up.
It's funny.
Lord
it's,
bless us. Gosh. Help it's us funny. And keep us.
Is this a family show?
No. It depends on the
what
family.
What kind of family?
Yeah, that is true.
Could be.
If they're Alabama fans, maybe. I fucking hate them cousin fuckers.
Go Dogs.
I hate all them motherfuckers.
Go Dogs.
Anyway, before we get too off track, the last show that we did, Blaine didn't get to do it with us. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this, not earlier today, but the Nashville show, to where everybody passed the guitar around. We just fucking had a blast. One of the things that me and Justin were talking about earlier was for musicians, it just becomes work. Like, you don't get to just sit around and play anymore. Like, you don't get to just have fun and bullshit, and your friends just get to enjoy you playing, and you actually playing the shit you want to play.
Yeah.
So what we did is Brian Young, Kimberly Atwood, Foxy, Justin, Mark, JC. Lee, JC, Nick Haynes, everybody. They just fucking started playing the shit that they wanted to play. The covers that they wanted to play. Not the shit that they had to play on Broadway. And all that kind of stuff, the shit that, you know, I know you love your job, and I know you appreciate your job, but you probably get tired of playing some of the same stuff over and over again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, like, my favorite thing is to play, like, the shows, or not the shows, but, like, is that better?
Yes, pumpkin.
Son of a bitch.
Well, if you'd have done it right the first goddamn time, I told you,
give me one of them Garth Brooks mics so I can put it around my ear and I can walk around and talk at the same damn time.
Bitch. Anyways. When you become Garth Brooks, I'll get you a Garth Brooks mic.
I've already got the button up for it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. So,
we're about to go down tonight.
So. We have to tell them that after you say this.
But yeah, my favorite thing to do is like when I go back home and hanging out with friends and family. And we're just like we did with Justin at your one podcast, and we just play what we want to play. My only thing is like when I do stuff like that, people request songs, and I'll act like I don't hear them.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm going to play this one because I haven't played this in like 3 years.
I've done that many times.
The first time I met you.
I mean, eventually I'll play it, but it's like I'm trying to get through something first, you know?
That first night I met you, you played that fucking Gene Watson song. I had never fucking heard it. I had never heard it, and it blew me the fuck away. And I was like, this is my guy. Like, we're going to be buddies. Everybody told me already that when me and you met that we was going to end up being friends.
Yeah.
And that fucking first night where we set up till late.
Yeah.
It was, and you played all that kind
of
shit.
I'm normally one of the last ones to go to bed.
Yeah, no shit.
That's proven.
Yeah.
Last night.
Tested.
Also. Oh, yeah. Tested and approved.
Well, let's do that. Let's do some of that
be
shit.
Be the one of the last ones to go to bed?
Well, we're going to do that anyway. We got two nights left in Fort Worth. And Justin Dukes is actually fucking drinking. And he's texting a girl.
Oh, my God.
He's texting a girl right there. I saw his phone.
So, hold on. So, because I just met a lot of you guys, like, so do you not normally drink?
No.
No, I mean, I do drink beer, but, like.
Oh, you should have seen him on my birthday.
Yeah. Me and Blaine went out for his birthday. We went to, Scoreboard and Music City?
Yeah.
Didn't have to pay a dang dime.
We were talking about Tom a while ago.
Oh, yeah, Tom's badass. Yeah.
Just talking about him being the ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
He's badass.
So
man.
Fucking good.
We walked into Music City, though, and I told him before we got there, I was like, if Dylan, my buddy Dylan's working behind the bar, I said, we're going to get drunk. It's already a given.
He's like, you want the good news or bad news?
As soon as
he's
we walked
working.
In, he said, well, I said, I'll go ahead and tell you the good news. We're fucked.
And we were.
It happens.
First shot he gave us wasn't even a shot. It was a glass of straight Jack.
It was a damn drink.
Did you want a
with
glass
a beer.
Of Jack?
Yeah, that literally was what he gave us.
Yeah, he literally gave
and
us
then
like
every time he walked by, y'all want another shot? Y'all ready for another shot?
So I hope his supervisor's listening to
Oh no, his dad was there with us. The owner was hanging out with us.
Okay, okay.
Like the owner wants to cut me and Blaine's song. Like he does music too. He's
that's one of the best
country songs I've heard in a long
Which
time.
Which one?
The Devil in Details.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
He used to be Vern Gosden's tour manager for years.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a cool thing,
like somebody like that that's been around, you know, country music, and like say that's probably one of
that's,
the best.
That is one of the best fucking ones I've heard.
So makes you feel good, makes you feel like you're doing something right.
Because you motherfuckers aren't bad.
Well,
I don't hang out with trash.
Well, I mean,
I seen some of y'all talking to some bitches last night. Some of y'all are trashier than I am.
Really?
Yeah, mainly you. Not your old lady. Your old lady's cool.
I was about to say, Sarah.
Sarah's the coolest person in the room because she doesn't charge me for everything at AJ's.
Yes, she does.
That is a joke.
That's a joke.
That is a joke. Ain't nobody fucking AJ's listening. But if you are, she does charge me full price for everything.
Yeah.
No, she just gives me the bill, asshole.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, either way, fuck you.
Yeah.
All I know is I love the bartenders and the service and the music at AJ's. I think it's the best bar. Did y'all know that Whiskey Riff rated AJ's the best bar in Nashville?
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you go look up the article, Whiskey Riff rated AJ's the best bar in Nashville.
I can see why.
Yeah. You know I play there on Saturday nights?
Yeah. It's the article. If you
and they
look said
the
right
worst
now,
night to go is Saturday night, right?
Yeah. What did you say? I
said, you know I play there on Saturday nights?
Yeah,
that's a good plug.
It's called a plug. Thank you.
Yeah.
What time is that? What time do you usually go on?
Oh, it's the late shift, like 10:15 to 2:30.
You mean the headliner? Cool. The main guy on Saturday night?
Yeah,
AJ.
Are you
the
main guy?
They figure at that point everyone's so drunk it doesn't matter what I sound like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's true.
You are about, I'm not going to say about, I hate giving you compliments because you fucking don't take them well. Like you always, I say something nice about you and you're like, I fucking know. Y'all, anybody need a beer?
Yes, I'll take
one.
Censor up.
There you go.
Censor up.
Yeah. Hey, Austin wants to be super nice.
Thank you,
Austin. Hey, does anybody need one?
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother.
But no, I hate giving you compliments. You're, as far as like,
thanks, sir.
Everybody that plays in Nashville constantly, I love going to watch.
Thank you,
it's
sir.
It's fun. It's always fun.
I enjoy doing it.
I also like how you say shit that I tell you to say on stage to make women talk to me. I'm a big fan of that. I've got divorced like 5 times now at AJ's.
shot.
Yeah, he does. Hey, my friend Josh is here. He's going through a divorce right now.
Yeah, what was it? That ain't my truck. I did that. Yeah, and I put you in like every word of it.
Yeah, he's like, line. This is, yeah.
So
it worked real well.
I have a funny story, and it's actually another compliment that he doesn't take well. But whenever I was visiting in Nashville back in last May, I sat down two times with and this group of people walked up and they said, "Oh my gosh, we've been following this guy all weekend. He's the best. He's the like we go everywhere he goes." And then they were like, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "Oh, that's my cousin right up there, the one you're following."
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So
it is cool to hear people like actually want to everywhere they could go, they want to follow you and watch your show. Their same show again. You know, pretty much
the shame show.
The same show. Yeah, it's cool. It's good to hear stuff like that. I appreciate it, that people appreciate what I'm doing. All I'm trying to do is have everyone have at least half as good a time as I am up there. That's what it's all about.
Hope you get there someday.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. So, like, I've been living in Nashville for, like, almost 7 years now. And, like, I don't like going to Broadway at all. Like, that is not a good time. But I will go see Blaine play at AJ's. I get it up there, be like, yeah, I write songs with that son of a bitch. These songs, I write.
We even had fucking stupid-ass Skinny McKinney. You had Matt McKinney the other day posted on his Instagram. Yeah. And I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk as fuck. He posted a video of Blaine, and it was like, that's a singing motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
And I messaged him on there, and I was like, fuck yeah, he is, or whatever. I messed up, and I fucking sent it to Blaine.
Yeah.
Like he said, Blaine had reshared whatever Matt had shared on Instagram.
Mm.
And I thought, because I was drunk, I thought I was complimenting, I was saying something good about Blaine to Matt.
Yeah.
But instead, I said something good to Blaine about Blaine.
Instead, he said, fuck that guy. I hope I never see him again. I was like, wrong person.
Wrong person.
Yeah. It's fun. I hate going down there too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I love going to the writers' rounds and shit and everything. Like that's what I like doing now. Except I like going to what is it? It's Music City.
Oh, I love Music City.
I like the fuck out of Music City now. Music City's fire.
Where's Music City? Like, what's different about it?
It's the whole vibe. It's like the traditional country.
Oh,
traditional old school. You walk in and it's nothing but Waylon Jennings, Merle, George, Keith Whitley pictures.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
I mean, it's cool, but it's not just a lot of the bars have that stuff, but that's the actual music that you hear there.
Did we go there? Did you take me there by chance?
I don't think I was playing there yet. And if I was, I don't think we went there. You might have left on a Sunday because I play there Monday nights.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's become a place now where anytime someone comes to town, I'm like, hey, you got to check this place out. And I'll take people that aren't even really big country music fans as far as like old school, you know. And they'll love it. They're like, oh, man, we want to go back. Because you always take someone you want them to like where you're taking them, obviously.
Oh,
so you kind of feel that pressure, like, damn, I hope they like it. And I've taken people there that don't really listen to country like that. And I'm like, damn, hope they like it. I really just want to come here because I get good deals on drinks. And then, because I do love the bar.
But that setting fits you very well, too. So that's what...
And everyone likes it because it's like more of a local scene.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you'll get tourists that come in. But it's more of it's laid back.
Tourist comes there, and I'm technically a tourist, if you come there, you know what you're looking for.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You're not having these jackasses holler out, play Freebird, or you play some Florida Georgia Line, or Wagon Wheel.
Or something.
Yeah. They're like, hey, play some fucking Earl Thomas Conley. Yeah. Like, they're wanting to hear some Vern or something like that.
You know, I will say the tourist thing, though, what's funny is the very first time I went to Nashville, this is before Blaine ever lived there, but the very first time I went, just growing up with country music with my grandma, listening to everything, under the sun. Well, the very first trip, I went to Country Music Hall of Fame. I freaking bawled like a baby, just like thinking back to like memories and things that I had done before. Then you go to Broadway, and I'm like, everyone here, like this kid from Tulsa, Oklahoma, right? Everyone here is good. Like, for a tourist trap, like, I love every song that people are singing. I love everything that is happening here. And I just want to walk up and down until I find a good artist.
You got to thank every person that is great in a small town as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
All migrates to Nashville.
Absolutely.
So what's great in your small town ends up there.
Yeah.
So it's nothing but a collective group of really great small town musicians. And then you see, oh, you were great in Eastman, Georgia. but you're mediocre here.
Right, right.
But you see people that shine through. And just because you're not a great performer doesn't mean you can't be a great songwriter.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, it's great. And you talk about crying at a Country Music Hall of Fame. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I did the same thing, the RCA tour.
Oh,
when you go in there where they do that whole shit where they turn the lights off, or Elvis, mm-hmm. Where they put you in that, they say, stand right here on this X.
Yeah.
And they fucking play, If I Can Dream. Oh, they got me with If You Can Dream.
Oh, okay.
Either what it is, but it's dark, and they're just like, all that fucking hits you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
I mean, that's, I even considered just becoming a member because I liked it. I was like, I'm going to do nothing, but I just want to help support this, museum. It was awesome. So
we went to the Cowboy Hall of Fame here earlier today. I love going to museums and shit.
Cowboy Hall of Fame is great.
And up there, it's different.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
I don't even know how the fuck we got on that.
I don't either.
That's the problem when I'm drinking doing these shows. The more fucked up I get, the more I bounce from topic to topic.
Yeah.
I think we were complimenting you.
Were complimenting Blaine, giving him a love.
No wonder we got off that subject so fucking fast.
Well, that's why I'm here, Blaine.
It made everyone sick at the table.
When's the podcast start?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you.
Well, that's why me and Blaine, hit it off. Because, me and him, grew up the same way. Loved the same kind of music. And until I met Blaine, I've never met anybody my age that could go toe-to-toe with me on country music history. And that's why we hit it off so well. So it was crazy. And, just everything, we like the whole classic country. So
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, it just hits different. I love a lot of the modern stuff.
Yeah.
But, sitting around with us drinking even earlier. That's all the fuck you want to hear. That's what I think is great about here.
Right.
Is tonight.
Texas?
Yes. When we go down to, when we go to Stockyards in a little bit, when we go to some of those little dive bars, that's what the fuck you're going to hear.
Yeah.
You don't get, I can't name a place that you get that besides for maybe Music City.
Well,
that's the only other place I can think about.
I agree with that.
I've told Blaine many times, I think that actually he fits, because I've lived here, I think he fits this genre better than a lot of things in Nashville.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so it would be interesting to get on the Texas circuit and see what that's like, because, I mean, these guys are amazing. I'm paying a lot of money to go see Turnpike Troubadour soon.
Don't you?
Oh, I'm seeing him once in Tulsa at Kane's Ballroom, which is my very favorite concert venue. But then in May, I have a buddy that gave me a ticket to go to Red Rocks.
That's cool.
Oh, wow. Red Rocks,
which is
dude.
Going to now be my favorite concert venue. But
yeah.
Kane's is obviously it's a historic place in Tulsa, and it's home.
Maybe that is what you two assholes need to do.
Maybe so.
Isn't that what Willie had to do to start off with?
Willie
had to come back to Texas.
Texas, and then he started blowing it up, and then Willie called Waylon, was like, hey, Waylon, you got to get down here.
Maybe that's what we all need to
you
do.
You got to come
well,
down
and
here.
I'll tell you, I lived in the Hill Country for a while, too, in Texas, which is right outside of San Antonio. Austin, that area, and that's Willie territory. That right down there, that's where he's from. So another Florist Country Store is a great venue. These guys, everyone knows them, everyone loves them, that's exactly what it looks like. And so I think it's a must. That's my opinion. It's my favorite.
Like I said, this is the first time I've been to Fort Worth, and I mean, just the whole vibe.
You end up slipping and falling into a country or a Texas girl later. You're moving, bitch.
Yeah. Oh,
I already know you too well. You're going to be looking for an apartment in Fort Worth in a fucking heartbeat.
What did I tell you at lunch today?
With handicapped doors.
I said, she might mess around and make me get a Texas driver's license.
You're going to fuck up. God damn, son. You danced with her one time.
Talk to the Texas.
Let me hear that draw. All
right. Y'all play me some those plays
yeah,
of music.
Yeah,
play some music. Let's play some music and then we'll conversate in between.
I like that.
You want me to play it on my phone?
Let's go.
What's your playlist? Yeah, let's get your playlist on here.
I'm an island boy.
It's an island boy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
I fucking despise him. So much of the fucking time. He's already done a show today. You start off.
You start off,
fucker. It's your birthday anyway.
I hit it on the first show.
All right, we're going to start off with happy birthday to me.
No.
Sounds about right.
Play the chair,
happy birthday.
Yeah, that's
happy
right.
Happy birthday. Hey, is there a pick anywhere? We just hand strung.
No, he had a pick. Right.
You want the top off my beard?
Like a toothpick?
Thank you, sir.
There we go.
Perfect.
All right.
What should I play?
I talked about the Gene Watson song a while ago.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good... Won't you play it?
Yep. I think so.
Or you want to be sad?
No, that's good. I just might need to warm up to that. But hell, whatever.
Okay. Gene Watson, Texas.
Yeah, I brought one of his shirts for me to wear today. Or this weekend. That doesn't sound right, does it?
Sounds good.
It's a fucking rented guitar from...
Now, I was talking about the tune.
It's a freaking Taylor, man. What do you think?
By the way, thank you, Guitar Center.
I was going to say that. I was going to say they could be your next sponsor.
As literally as they're bringing us the guitar, or renting it earlier, Justin just like, hope it ain't a fucking Taylor. Open up the goddamn guitar case. It's a Taylor. Justin, I guess it'll do.
We'll make it work.
It sounded like fucking Lee Tugger bitching.
I know.
Like getting a fucking guitar that they're letting us rent, and you're like, oh, God. All right, go ahead.
I'm thankful.
Morning's closing in on me. How can I face another dawn? My life lost all meaning. And she was gone. I'm standing here, a broken man. Now I can't make it by myself. And I may not be worthy, Lord, but could you get me through this hell? 'Cause I know that you can move a mountain, take a star out of the sky. You can send down a rainbow. You can even turn the tide. And once you even help the blind man see, you turn the water into wine. But I need a miracle. Please, Jesus, would you change her mind? Lord, when she was here beside me, well, you know how good it was. Who'd have ever thought back then that I could have lost her love? I'm standing here, a broken man. I've done all I know to do. Yes, I've tried everything, Lord, but now it's time I turn to you. And I know that you can move a mountain, take a star out of the sky. You can send down a rainbow, and you can even turn the tide. And once you even help the blind man see, change the water into wine. Well, I need a miracle, please, Jesus. Would you change her mind? I need a miracle, please, Jesus. Could you change her mind?
God damn, I hate you.
Yeah.
Every fucking time, I wonder how you pulled Sarah.
I remember that moment.
And I know. I get it.
I get it.
And I want to go back. I want to beat my mama and daddy's ass for not teaching me guitar and how to fucking toast.
Well, there's more to it than just that. I'm actually really good at math.
No, you're not.
Women love math.
You definitely don't have the tripod.
Yeah,
so.
I don't. No.
You don't have a tripod. Nope.
The Justin says,
"Hold up, hold up.
Wait a minute,
back up."
But, that made me think about the conversation we had last night at Billy Bob's about never mind.
I'm gonna play the fifth because I don't remember much about it.
Never mind.
Was I involved?
First trip to Billy Bob's.
I mean,
that was your first trip to Billy Bob's.
Yeah,
That place is wild, dude.
Yeah,
it's so damn big.
Indeed,
yeah, it's huge.
You were there. I thought the stage.
You were there. I was literally.
He's like, you were there.
I thought
we had like a 20-minute conversation about eating cats. That's what I was just eating cats. Yeah, I was trying to be PG and not say pussy.
Let's start now.
Yeah,
let's start.
No, you obviously didn't get the cat reference. So no, it's fine.
Not the felines.
No, it's fine.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. We literally talked about that for like 10 goddamn minutes.
Oh, I think maybe.
Really, that long?
Yeah.
Wow, we must have run out of shit to talk about.
No, I just think we was both into the conversation.
I think we should transition right to another song.
It kind of seemed like it really seemed like we had something on our mind.
Really, Greg? You don't want to partake in the feline?
Hey, Josh, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, I am too.
It's time to change.
Appetite hadn't been quenched yet.
Are you going to sit this one out?
All right, Dixie, what the fuck are you going to do?
What are you drinking, by the way?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
So is menstrual cycle, I know.
I used to live in a community where they wanted us all to drink Kool-Aid. I don't know why.
Well, that's Waco.
Did they also wanted you to go up on a starship?
Was it from a gas can?
Were you part of that neighborhood?
I did. I had to leave early.
Oh, well.
Luckily, I did too. Because
I got out just
in
time.
Speaking
of Justin.
In case.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Justin Dixon.
Great transition.
If Blaine does anything well, it's these random one-liners.
He has great fucking one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
Like fuck DJs?
A lot of it fucking falls short, but those goddamn one-liners hit. His fucking one-liners are good.
That's really how I got Sarah.
And you know what? Sarah loves them. Sarah loves every single one of them.
She said, if you stop giving me those one-liners, I'll date you. I was like, okay, that's all I wanted anyways.
You got to trick them till you get them.
No, you got to continue tricking them.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Like every day.
You got to fool them, yeah.
Every single day.
I'm like a salesperson. I'm selling me every day.
Every day.
You know?
Well, sounds cheap.
Yeah,
I don't get it, but I get it. It's very fucked up. I get it. I wish I had fucking musical talent. I think I look at Luke Combs and never mind. There's this heart. You can sing, motherfucker. You also have a pretty good personality. Everything else is kind of.
Who's voting?
It's downhill. It's downhill. All right.
Still trying to figure out what I'm playing.
Don't know.
I don't either.
I was trying to think of something.
Let's do Too Much Fun.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's do that one.
Mr. Bill Singletary.
Yeah. Cause,
which we'll be going to
see
last
night,
for your
some
birthday.
People would think, yeah.
Y'all are going to see Daryl
well,
for
no,
your birthday?
We're going to see
Daryl. He's dead.
Daryl's dead.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, rest in peace, Daryl Singletary.
Yes.
Like 3 years. I've really fucked up.
One of the greatest country music singers of all time.
Yeah.
And he's from Georgia.
And he's a Georgia boy. But no, we're going to his, what do they call it? Like a...
I think it's like some kind of fundraiser.
Fundraiser, for his foundation. A benefit thing and kind of in remembrance of Daryl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's in Nashville Palace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah.
Oh,
so we'll probably end up there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably wind up at Music City and I probably won't.
Want to go?
Yeah.
Probably won't
it's my birthday week, so you need to come.
Yeah. Bitch, like I need a reason to go to Nashville. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well,
yeah. Let's fucking do it.
But yeah, I mean, some people might say we're having too much fun on this trip, but we're you know,
speaking of one-liners.
Okay, first off, let's leave the big dick to you. The jokes to me and Blaine. you don't do that again.
Damn it, Josh.
That's not your fucking wheelhouse, bud.
All right, whatever.
Just we'll, it was good.
Sing along.
We'll make them laugh to death. You just cripple them.
Hot damn. Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. Got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Had too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing like a girl too pretty. Too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Blaine just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. Threw us out and closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open and I'm still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Had too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing like a girl too pretty, but too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up and turn me loose and let me go. Let me go, son. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing like a girl too pretty. Too much ass, being too lucky. A car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, cause I ain't never had too much fun. Oh, yeah. Too much
what did
fun.
You say?
Hell yeah, Justin.
What did you fuck up?
Yeah.
When you have to, hey, listen to this podcast.
Yeah, no, I heard you say it came too fast. Yeah, I get it.
Stream me sometime.
I'll stream you sometime.
Yeah.
Whenever Dukes played that earlier, and Dukes never changes the words in any fucking song. Like, so when he does something, because he's such a choir boy, it just blows me away. Every time the motherfucker does anything that is just not Dukes. And when we was sitting here earlier, and he was like, too much ass. I was like, oh, shit, Texas is changing
hey,
you, son.
No, but listen, I love to trip Josh Terry up. Because, like,
he's been here, fucking choir boy.
Been here 24 hours, and Texas has already changed his
life. I know.
I'll be honest with you.
You're going to be fucking co-wetzel by the time you go home.
I've always been crazy in trouble that it's put me through.
You almost got that right.
Yeah.
You got the first verse.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to get you. Oh, man. You're going to be fucked by the time this trip goes on. I think you're going to end up.
I think he already was.
Yeah. Didn't that and last night?
No, it didn't. They just snuggled.
That's cute.
She snuggled the tripod?
She couldn't. Oh, she couldn't get both arms around it.
Well, oh, here we go.
From what I hear, who can?
You can't. Can't. Tabuka. Tabuka.
All right.
If I'm inside,
he does it like he does.
Wrap it up.
His mom listens. See,
yeah, you should. You really should.
Okay. His dad, literally, I love his dad. His dad calls me and compliments the show. I love you, Mr. Dixie. I don't know if he only listens to the ones with Justin or he listens to all of them.
He's learned a lot about his son.
That's what I was thinking of there. I was like, I wonder if he knows. But then I'm thinking about it. He's like, oh, he changed his diapers. He had to be like, oh.
Oh, my God.
That's my boy. Yeah.
That would have been a great moment for me to go take a piss break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him the fucking guitar then.
Oh, shit. Here.
The fuck?
I didn't got to play.
You're not even drinking.
Did you even unmute these?
Yeah, they're unmuted.
Okay.
I'm very quick.
Oh, yeah.
Very quick. I pay attention.
I've heard that. Yep.
It's probably been said.
Yeah. I've heard that.
They can take it as a compliment or they can get mad about it. It's one or the other. I don't give a shit.
Because guess who's moving on? It's fine. Yeah.
Hey, the way I look at it is if it made me get there real quick, you got some grade A. You know what I'm saying? That's good for you. Good for you. Hey, I'm a big fucking fan.
Blaine, I have to be the obnoxious fan and ask you if you will play something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last night I learned about a new version of whoever's in New England. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah. And I couldn't stop listening to it.
That's great.
So I would love that if you could do that.
I don't know if I can, but I can mess it up.
Well, I mean, that's.
Hey, I think I can play it. If you do the same thing as Cody Johnson does.
And that's the thing that I'm not sure yet.
That's the one. That's the I couldn't stop listening to it.
Oh.
Are you supposed to be on these shows?
And I'm a Reba fan, by the way, because she's from Oklahoma. Yeah,
Justin, man. You want to try to play it, and I'll just try to sing along with it?
Share.
And now Macy's joining. You scoot over.
And I'll try to sing along to it?
You got to swing on.
You going to play, like, the Cody Johnson version?
Yeah. If you give me, like... But can we talk about a few things before I dive into this?
Yeah, you talk about whatever you want to, Punkin.
Because I need to figure this out real quick.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you figure this out... Oh shit. See, this is where it's going to be complicated. Here you go. If you figure this out before... No, I like the aggressiveness. That's cool. Just dive on in there. If you figure this out before she gets here, it's over with. If you can play whoever's in New England... When that old gal gets here, it's over with.
Oh, that's over. Yeah, it's over done.
That's one of the sexiest, prettiest songs of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sexy? No, I cry in the shower when I listen to this song.
Why? Macy's here, by the way.
I literally just heard the Cody Johnson version last night.
Oh, the Cody Johnson version?
Never had. He played it for me. I was like, and I couldn't stop listening. No, like 10, 15, 20 times in a row.
Waiting there.
Are y'all practicing? Y'all not starting? Rachel, let me start. Y'all can still do this. I'm not stopping recording.
They're having rehearsal.
This is how people try.
I'm going to harmonize with y'all.
Go ahead. You know all of it.
Of course I know all of it.
You cry in the shower,
too. I may do like this.
I'm through with you. I think I can butcher that. I'm going to go ahead and warn y'all listening. If it gets to a part where you're like, oh, that was terrible, you were warned.
You're bad.
They've never done it before.
It's Greg's fault.
It is my fault. Hey, look, I'm going to own that.
When we did the Nashville show the other day, when we had everybody in there, nobody had ever done Glitter and Gold together.
That's a good song.
And everybody that was there ended up doing Glitter and Gold together at the same time. And we saved it. It was so fucking
good. Yeah,
I literally played
awesome.
That song for them, was it last night?
Last night.
So it's got my favorite bridge of all time in it. One of my favorite bridges.
I'll play the live one for y'all in a few minutes where it's JC, Justin, Brianna Young, Kimberly Atwood, and everybody. And it is fucking beautiful.
Everyone that you just named is amazing.
And John Fox.
Oh, yeah. Too. They all can sing. They can all do harmonies. They all can write. That's an amazing group right there.
Brianna Young comes in there at the end and hits this fucking note where JC's like going out of it. And it makes you fucking just... like, you don't know where to cry or come when she does it. you're sitting next to me. I hope you feel the same way when you hear it.
So, while we're on that subject, can y'all explain to me like what it feels like to be at a writer's round? Because I've heard you talk about that like 14 times.
You've never been to a writer's round?
No, you talk about it like it's the greatest.
I don't know what
thing.
That is.
You don't know what a writer's round is either? Okay. So while they're practicing, getting ready for this. So a writer's round is really what you're at right now.
Okay.
Would like these two. So a writer's round is just literally, they'll be
like testing stuff out on.
There'll be like a couple people on stage at one time, two or three people. And it's the telling the story of why. Mm. What I love about songwriters, I don't want to just hear the song. Sure. I want to hear the why.
Right.
And you get to hear the why when you go to a writer's round. And it's just the acoustic version of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So like, it's before anything is produced. It's before whatever. And it is just, it's three guys or three women, whatever, on a stool. And you get to, one reason why I have artists on the show, I have people like Macy from social media and everything,
sure.
like people that, whether you have a social media following or whatever on the show, is I try to get people invested in folks to where you know their story. Like, once you get invested in somebody, like, you're a fan or what. I hate the word fucking fan. I hate that goddamn word. Like, I literally call everybody family. Sure. Like, we call it, like, the Raising Grace family. We're like, if you like me or support my shit, you're a family member to
sure.
me.
Yeah.
Like, you're paying my bills if you're listening to this right now. I better show you love and respect. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, I just call them y'all.
Yeah. So, y'all. Like.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Like, y'all literally just make me happy, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you go to see these things, you get to see, like, people pour their heart out into a song, but you get to understand why.
You know, it's so interesting. I wish that that was more readily available. Like, you know, like how we can yep. literally say, like, this song lyrics. I wish I could say, like, this song about,
yeah.
and I could get the whole story.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same way. But so the good and bad about that, though, I think, is that if you don't have their context, you create your context.
Yeah, you do.
So, like, for me, I just create my context. So, like, if I hear something that's pretty, like, if I hear something at the right place in the right time,
yeah.
then that is, like, I'm creating the context of why I think that's important. I'll tell you, I listened to a Casey Musgrave song when I left Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for a little stint, and whenever I left Atlanta, I listened to this Casey Musgrave song that was right after the George Floyd thing, and, like, all these other things were happening. Well, the Killer Mike and the mayor of Atlanta.
I'm a huge fan of that guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, they made this amazing speech, and I was a little scared because I was going from Atlanta, where I, like, my view on, like, social opinions and social issues all changed. I mean, like, when you do a march on the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, then things change, right? Like, you, and so whenever I'm in, when I'm in the airport, whenever you're moving, you're going 5,000 miles an hour, right? Like, you don't have a second to think. Then I get to the airport and I'm like, oh my gosh, let me think about this. I'm moving back to Tulsa, and I was scared a little bit. I was like, what, like, all these things that have changed in your life. And then I heard this Casey Musgrave song, and I actually got to make the context about exactly what I was going through.
Are you talking about Dear Hate?
No, I'm not. Give me a minute. Or
maybe I'm thinking of a cover.
But I'll think of it, and I'll tell you. But hold on.
Because now that's going
to
be my...
Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Okay, so that's now what I'm going to think about whenever I hear that song.
Oh.
That's why I wanted to know what song you were talking about.
But right, like, the context is important, and knowing about it is important. So that was a little tangent.
Yeah, before y'all play this, explain to, as y'all two actually being the songwriters, how important a writer's round is.
Like, oh, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
What is so much more important about that than just going to a fucking live show? Mm-hmm. Like, when you get to do it and you get to actually explain your song and why.
Well, I mean, for one, I mean, you're not getting paid to play cover songs. Like, you actually have time to really, like, show what you're trying to say and get to showcase the stuff that is near and dear to your heart. You know, and you can really get yourself out there and, you know, get your songs out there to where normally, like, if you're playing a cover gig, most people be like, well, I've never heard this song before, so let me just talk louder with my friends, or let me just, like...
Yeah.
Or go, you know, whatever. Like, and, you know, connecting as a songwriter. Like, so, like, in my soul, I'm a songwriter. But my heart, I'm also an artist. Mm-hmm. So, but, like, with the songs that I write, like, I want it to help somebody. Or always, you know, they have a song to go to if they're feeling a certain way. And and just trying to connect people with, you know, and trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
So
what's the audience like at a writer's round? Is it, like, a lot of writers?
I mean, yeah, mostly it's industry people, people like us, like songwriters and artists.
That was what I was more curious.
Yeah, and, like, it's almost like a networking opportunity, too.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, well, I love your song, like, and I feel like, hey, my vibe and your vibe will fit well together.
Well,
and so let's get together and try to write a song.
It's like a dating app
in real life.
Yeah.
Well, it's real quiet. Yeah. Like, everybody... When you go to these places, everybody's, like, listening to the artists and showing them respect.
Sure.
They're there to pay attention.
Yeah, because, like, you got to understand, when these guys are on stage, most people that are there are listening just to party and have a good time.
Right.
Yeah. That's the one time these guys get a chance to showcase the art that they've fucking busted their ass to create.
Well,
that's why they're important.
You know what's really interesting? Blaine, I had this conversation with you a while back. Like, during COVID, there were so many artists who were just stuck at home, not able to do anything. So they started writing and writing and writing. And I would hear, there's one, I mean, can I say artist? Do you care? Like, if
don't
I
know.
No. Yeah, yeah. So, like, Thomas Rhett made this amazing song that I heard him do acoustic. And it, Country Again, I think, is the name of it.
It
so
is.
Like,
I know exactly yeah, yeah. what you're
and
talking
so,
about.
But here's the deal. Like, I loved it. And, like, it was a crier for me. Because, again, providing context, I was getting ready to move back to where I'm from. And so... insert, like, take country away and, like, insert, like, where you're from, you know, it was such a good song. Well, then, I watched it on Instagram, and then, out of nowhere, I hear it released, and I'm
fully
like...
fully produced, it's completely
it's
different.
Like, it's a pop song. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, and so, it was a very interesting thing, and so, like, to correlate and kind of bring it back together, like, it sounds like that is... it's just like a pure moment.
Well, this is where
right?
you get to see... pure where moment. You get to see the raw version of,
right.
of everything.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's so interesting.
All right, Dixie, do us something.
Yeah. I'm...
y'all two are doing forever.
If you want to try it?
Yeah.
I kind of want to stand up to do this, though.
Do it. Here. Well, you can
get does that raise up?
Let's raise it up. I'm gonna forgive me. I've only played the song.
No, but I just want to
Cody Jones is way like one time, so.
Well, you're going to do it better than I would do it. So that's a win for me already.
Plus, I got to make room for my dancing moves. I might do a...
in the boots.
Look out. Is this
again, Reba?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
From Oklahoma, just wanted to throw that out there.
You should. If you don't, you're in the wrong damn place.
What is it?
I'm gonna melt because that song just sounds like heaven.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, this might work.
He did a good rendition of it.
Very surprised to hear a man do that song and do that damn good.
I agree. So what I'm hearing is I made a really good request.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, she did. So
unless if I royally screw this up.
If y'all do, fuck it, you tried it.
Yep, you tried it, you got it.
Here we go. 1, 2,
Scooby Dooby Doo.
4.
You spend an awful lot of time. Massachusetts. Seems like every other week there's a meeting there for you. Business must be booming, or could something else moving in the air up there? You say it's important for our future. And an executive on her way up has got to play the part. And each time duty calls, you've got to give it all. You've got to give all your heart. So whatever who's in New England's through with you, and when Boston's got better things to do. You know it's not too late. They always have a place to come back to. When whoever's in New England's through you. And I hear the winter time up north can last forever. And I've been told it's beautiful to see this time of year. Say the snow can blind you till the world left behind just disappears, I hear. But I packed your bags and left them in the hallway. But before you leave, there's something that I think you ought to know. When the icy wind blows through you, remember that it's me. It feels the cold most of all. So whenever who's New England's through with you, in Boston finds better things to do. You know it's not too late, and you'll always have a place. Come back to who? When whoever's in New England's through you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody just must have like had onions get in their
eyes.
Let his
ass breathe for a second before he's got to say anything.
Yeah.
That fucking run right here just about to killed him.
Well, it's tough because like the whole time, I mean, I've heard the Cody Johnson version, obviously, but like I've still got Reba in my mind because that all growing up, that's the version you hear.
Of course.
And they sing it totally different. It's the timing is completely off. So I'm like trying to do both at the same time and breathe. And
well,
read.
Okay. No matter what God, that was incredible.
Yes, sir. Please. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
And and I have to point out, I don't think there's a dry face in the house.
Yeah. That's not. Yeah. Just there's a lot of things wet on me right now because of that song. My boy.
B-O-I.
I'm sorry. That might have been too much.
That's too close to you.
I was hoping you get closer.
Ooh. We are sharing a mic, so.
Watch it.
Don't get too close to me.
But I will say thank you. Thank you for my request because that was incredible. So
that's
you.
A great song. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you did that. There's something kind of cool about it, too, to me, is y'all two have never played that before. You've never done anything. And on the first go-around, would never ever...
We just heard the first go-around.
Yeah.
That just shows just how talented you two fuckers are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just... That's why I love you guys. How many folks do y'all know that if they would have not known a song, they'd be like, I'm not fucking touching that. Especially something
absolutely.
Like that. You two guys are brave and good enough to, you know, like, if I fuck it up, I'm not fucking it up that bad where I embarrass myself.
And
right?
Especially on this very popular podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have done it.
Yep.
I'm not going
to lie. You have to. You got to take chances.
Yeah. Have to.
Not on the podcast.
Adventures.
That's
what this guy says.
Adventures.
Yeah. No, you have to. How many times have... you have to. What's the worst thing gonna happen if you suck right there?
Man, you just suck.
You suck.
Yeah.
Then you swallow it.
But you know what?
You swallow it.
Yeah, pretty much. The
Welcome,
best thing,
Kyle,
the
to
best
the chat
thing
room.
That could happen is somebody hears it and they're like, "That's exactly what the fuck I was looking for."
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like
out of
you don't
nowhere.
Expect any of that. Absolutely.
Out of nowhere. There's enough cool people that listen to this shit now that. Maybe that's they wanted that fucking run right there from Blaine.
And it was kind of cool that it was like you said, you were thinking about Reba's version. So you were kind of going back and forth between the way.
I agree. Yeah. I loved it.
But it's,
so
it like, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
which
it
one
didn't
am I
sound
on?
Like it was tough, which is what's cool. It's like it sounded like that was on purpose.
No, it was complete accident. I'm too stupid.
Well, it sounded good.
I like I'm weird when it comes to covers. I always like to hear a woman do a man's cover and vice versa.
Okay, you know where I've where I've really started with this is the Brooks and Dunn album.
The reboot?
Where, yeah. Well, yes, when Casey Musgraves did.
I got a very weird one for y'all.
Huh?
That's, Neon Moon?
Yeah, I got a weird one. And I know I've said her twice now. I'm a big fan, obviously.
I got
it.
Yeah.
But, like, that whole thing, I was like, that is such an interesting thing. I loved it. I love it.
I got a super... You go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like it whenever unexpected artists come together. And like,
agreed.
And it sounds so good.
The stupidest is going to sound, because I'm not that big of a fan of him. Sam Hunt Sam Hunt in concert covers Strawberry Wine. And I'm telling you, it sounds like it would fucking suck. Because Sam Hunt, he ain't my shit.
No, I don't like when people talk in songs. Sorry. Yeah. I know that's probably
he doesn't talk in it.
No, I'm just saying in general.
He doesn't talk in Strawberry Wine.
He talks in songs. That's where I have a problem with.
Do y'all know who the fuck Conway Twitty is? Conway Twitty talked. And our grandmas wanted to fuck the shit out of him.
Okay, yeah.
There's not a grandma in South Georgia that didn't want to fuck Conway Twitty.
And I also don't play his songs where he talks in them.
And half of them do.
Don't matter who's
because I'm not trying to get with your grandmas.
Shut up.
What are you going to do?
Better things. Through the sound of your heart beating.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, I love that
you
shit
cannot work. Tell me that song could come out today and Conway was
there's
still...
nothing that Conway Twitty could have done today
dude.
That
like,
got
song,
him on radio.
Yeah,
like, there's not a goddamn song.
If that song didn't scream like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's like, no.
Conway didn't do nothing but talk about fucking or somebody dying.
Yeah.
There was no in between with Conway.
Sure.
No.
It was in such a beautiful way.
Conway wanted to fuck you, but he didn't say it that way.
He did not sound like the guy
from
my Instagram
DM. No. Let me softly whisper in your ear.
Yeah.
Hello, darling. No.
Yeah. And another one I was going to say, a cover that I like that's going to be off the wall for me. I don't obviously listen to One Direction, but I do know this. Nobody's Perfect. There's a girl named Lucy Silva. She does a cover of it. Oh, that shit's badass. You're going to have to listen to that. You'll love it. Like, it sounds nothing like their version of it. It sounds nothing like, I don't even know how theirs goes. It's just very poppy and upbeat.
Yeah.
And just, this is like a ballad. It's slow. And it's pretty much you understand the meaning of the words when you listen to hers. Because she's like, pretty much, you know, we could do all these fun things together, but we both know in the end,
there's a rock band that does a lot of Taylor Swift covers.
Really?
And I think they're called like I Prevail.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do it. And it's, what's the... Because you obviously listen to Taylor Swift, I'm guessing.
Okay, first of all...
You seem like the type of bitch to listen to Taylor Swift.
There's a lot of assumptions.
And I have a Starbucks sticker on my laptop.
You listen to Taylor Swift then.
I don't.
What was the one about the blank page? Is it blank?
It's called blank.
I think that's blank page, baby.
Yeah, so this rock band does it. And like you're like, this is fucking good.
Have you heard the rock band that does Disney songs?
Mm-mm.
There's like, they do a Mulan, but it's like hard rock.
Oh, wow.
It's freaking cool.
I probably have to check it out, but I'll probably pass on it.
It's like, somehow I'll make a man.
Ever since I went to Disney World, I went to Disney World with Gracie like 2 years ago, and
I'm not a Disney person.
That's the creepiest fucking place I've ever been to in my life.
What's that?
Is
that
right? Small World present?
No, I actually don't
Disney
sing.
Disney World,
no,
it looks
it
like
night.
A pedophile.
No, I don't sing.
You sung Small World
and
last
it
night.
Seems like that's
I
all
did.
There.
It's a small world
it is,
after
it is
all.
The
it's a small world after all. Exactly. There you go.
Really?
Yeah. That was exactly what I wanted. All
right, Duke, see what you got for us.
I think we'll do a Merle song.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you are.
Okay. We all want you to, too.
My ear is making me so cold.
Y'all going to sing it with me?
Yeah.
All right. Merle's like my favorite, like, singer, songwriter, artist, country music artist by, like, all-time greatest. I got to see Merle twice.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
I was going to say, we talked about this the other night. Like, it's hard to pick a favorite because everyone always wants to ask me and Justin when we're playing, who's your favorite? What's your favorite song? I don't have a favorite song.
I don't think you
depends
can.
Depends on what mood I'm in.
You can.
You know? But as far as, like, favorite artists, of course we got favorite artists. But like we were saying, we're big Elvis fans. Elvis is number one for us as far as overall what he did and who he was. But
Justin comes running in the fucking living room early in the day because there's a new Elvis movie coming out, and he has to like stop what we're doing show us the fucking.
We'll probably go watch it together.
I got tired, and then I saw the trailer and like instantly got hyped, like instantly. Tom Hanks is in it and everything. Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker.
He did a good job of that.
Well, no, I mean like.
Yeah.
He kind of already looks like him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you already know the fun fact about Justin Dukes and Elvis?
What's that?
That when Justin was younger, he used to go to nursing homes and perform as Elvis to cheer up
old
people.
Grandma made a jumpsuit and everything.
Yeah.
If you didn't already love this choir boy, he played fucking music for old people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and here's Elvis. Another thing. I'm from Oklahoma, so...
Do you put that on your Tinder?
I love... Oh, you should.
I use
but
it to sing for
I'm an Okie, not from Muskogee, but I'm an Okie. So.
He's married of last night anyways.
Going back to Merle Haggard, though, like we've got all these great Vern Goss, Johnny Rodriguez, George Jones, all these amazing people. But in my mind, in my opinion, no one delivered a song as far as his songs he wrote like Merle did because the timing... His voice was good, don't get me wrong. He's got a great voice. He's not George Jones. He doesn't sing like Elvis, but his voice was great. It was strong, but the way he delivered his songs, it's not just singing words. It's when you say every line in this song, you got to fucking mean it. You got the person listening to it be like, damn,
you can believe
there's something wrong with them. Well, you know what I mean?
You believe did that.
When you put like literature, poetry... Yeah. Like any kind of music, all that stuff together, you can tell that's different.
I can listen to Merle Haggard all day and not get tired of listening to him.
That's that's like the song that I'm about to play. Merle didn't write it.
Really? Dukes has told us shut the fuck up. Yeah. Song.
The song that I've been wanting to play for 10
you
minutes.
Play song.
But what I'm saying is, like, for real, like, he didn't write this song, but the way he delivered this song, it's like he did.
Well, he's one of the guys that when he sings about whether his heart's broke, he's drunk, he's fucked up, Merle does it in a way you believe what the fuck's coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through a bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I might look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can't tell. At this honky tonk camp, really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we wanna forget. Her life story and mine are the same. Both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I might look like I'm having a good time, but any fool that this honky tonk really makes you feel like hell.
You picked that so sweet.
Thank you.
You did a good job there, Punk.
I love that.
Very
song.
Good.
How you feeling over there, bud?
I'm feeling good.
I feel good.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
So we
started this new game last night. Me, Kyle, and Greg.
Yep, that's right.
We're
going
to play rock, paper, scissors, and whoever wins has to take a shot first. And then we'll all take it.
Do y'all like, we all take one.
Yes. Nobody wins.
Okay.
Nobody wins.
Yeah, look in the refrigerator. There's a whole thing of individual fireballs. Bring them here.
My dude. So
well, what's funny is I bought them for me and you, and you don't even know this.
Oh, thanks.
Nashville. When I was up there and when we did the Jesus and Bosefa show.
Oh, yeah.
So this they were originally from Nashville. I bought them then.
Instead, I drank your expensive whiskey. Bourbon.
Instead, you drank my expensive whiskey.
I'll tell you about the cheaper stuff this time.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here you go. Yeet. Oh, I should have enough for everybody. Dixie.
Yep, you, I said the same
thing. I know.
Thing.
I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting
yeah,
on you.
I said we're waiting
hey,
on
Hey, Blaine, remember when I said, look at that bucket of beer.
Oh, I don't want to hit. I'm going to throw it over here. I don't want to hit your wife. His name Palmer?
Huh?
Palmer?
You know, this isn't
Purser.
Smart. It's
Purser.
Only early o'clock.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I was saying this isn't smart because it's only early o'clock.
It's not that early.
It's early.
8:03.
It's 8:03. You're in fucking Texas.
Do you want to have to carry me back to this house?
Oh, wait.
Goddamn right I do.
Did I get one?
You going to get noodle-legged?
What?
We'll see you back here in 3 hours.
Stupid motherfucker.
Oh, God.
See, this is what's funny.
I went down your gullet.
People message me on the show all the time or right after it's uploaded. And they're like, why didn't you stop recording right here? And I was like, because you're going to hear the funniest, stupidest shit.
That's when people part of the podcast.
Unless it's a publicist from Nashville. And then you got
to
watch it sometimes.
So to fill you in, my mom told me not to
cuss. They're fucking great. Those are
the
nicest people. I love them calling me.
Not to what?
Not to cuss on his podcast.
That's a good call.
Like the first one, she called me and she was like, "You said the F word like 4 times."
You tell.
She had a running tally.
You tell Kelly to calm down.
Never heard her.
You need to calm down.
Did you
get one,
sir?
You're being too loud.
Yes, right here.
Okay. You're not Sarah. I said, did you get
one,
Sarah?
Is your name Sarah?
Oh, I thought you said, did you get one, too, is what
no,
I
No, I said, did you get one, Sarah?
You know I'm deaf.
What are you drinking?
Blaine wanted two.
Can't see shit.
You didn't want this.
Allergic.
How the
Come sit right here and tell me about it.
I want to hear about this allergy of whiskey.
I need to know.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sarah. Sarah's been wanting to be on this podcast for a long time. Sarah, come over here and speak.
Have you?
Why aren't you?
Have you really? Come here.
Pull up a chair.
I think Sarah's saying no.
Where are you going? Oh.
I gotta
You gotta make a track. Get your big ass.
You are not
shy. Sorry.
I had multiple personal conversations.
We're all doing this for waiting.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
I did. That's
shoot.
How I know you're
on
not
three.
Shy because you're willing
why
to talk over and
it's
over and
game.
Over.
Oh,
again.
That's part of the game. We gotta play the game.
We gotta wait on Deuce to get back here. We're gonna do something special before
Hold
we
Hold up. We gotta get Justin back
since
over
this room
here
echoes
first.
Really, really well.
Can I just point something out since we are on the podcast and I wanna talk about this? Why is your bathroom so messy?
Oh,
because
I saw
this is an
her.
Airbnb.
It's ridiculous.
This ain't my shit.
This is very
I
similar
don't
to
care.
Our Airbnb.
I had to pay to stay here.
Yeah.
They can clean it the fuck
what's
up.
What's the bowl for beside the bathtub?
Oh, I took a bath. I had to shampoo and condition my beard, so I took one of their bowls so I could rinse my head off.
Okay.
What did you think it was?
I didn't bird know.
I took a bird bath.
You still shampoo your bald head?
No, my beard.
Oh. That's
yeah,
important.
It's got to look nice. All right. So, everybody, since the room echoes real good, let's sing Blaine happy birthday.
Oh.
That's what we're here for anyway. Yeah,
that's mine. Where's yours?
Here, dumbass.
Give me that one.
Everybody, we're going to sing Blaine happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm going to love this in front of these.
You ready?
Amazing
go ahead.
Artists.
So, Dixie, you and Macy started off.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, 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 cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday, dear Blaine. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank y'all very much. I do honestly say this year I've had more. I normally sing happy birthday to people. I've had more people sing to me happy birthday for my birthday this year than any other year. But thank y'all for coming all over the from all over the place to be here this weekend. It means a lot. It really does. You know, you got. Hell, you came from Minnesota. Y'all came from Georgia back home. I've known these guys for years. Grew up with JJ and Purser, and they're a big part of my life. I've known you since we've been cousins. And
I knew you before you were born. That's crazy.
And we got Justin out the house to come to Texas and drink. And Macy, good to meet you and have
you
here. And Josh, thank you for coming. And for everybody, all y'all, it means a lot. It really does. This is the kind of shit that I enjoy. I don't give a fuck about money. I like playing music, and I like hanging out with friends. That's all the only thing I care about, and I like to hunt every now and then when I get a chance. And I'm pretty good at drinking. That's all I got to say.
Bitch,
thank
I wouldn't know if you don't shut the fuck up. Cheers.
Cheers.
And you don't care about how long we got our fucking arm up.
God damn.
Think of it as a workout.
For the next time somebody says, hey, We're going to sing happy birthday. Take a shot. Don't give a goddamn speech.
The speech comes before happy birthday.
I have an announcement to make.
Anyways.
What?
What'd you say?
Hold on. I just was going to say I'm cold. I'm so cold.
It's not even cold.
Well, first of all, that whole thing is anything gone.
We're going to continue the show. But hey, what time are y'all wanting to go? Have you already ate? Like, what's the deal?
I haven't ate anything, and that's dangerous. Yeah.
Okay. Can we pick something up, like, at the Stockyards, like, quick? Is there anything?
Yeah, there's plenty of
stuff. Are you trying to go to McDonald's on the Stockyards or what?
No, but I don't want to. I don't know.
All I'm saying is, if I don't eat and I continue drinking the whiskey, then I'm going to be the one having five different conversations with Sarah at once tonight.
That was awesome.
If you and Sarah take care of each other, me and Blaine will take care of each other.
Hey, did she do it, what she said she was going to do? Because I was joking
with
her about it.
She walked in and she was like, "Hi, I'm Sarah. It's nice to meet you." And for a half a second, I was like, "She really?" And I was like, "Nah, she's joking. It's a joke."
She was so nervous she didn't want to do that because she's like, she's going to think I'm for real and she's going to hate me. And I was like, "No, like,
I could not hate you. You're so cute."
Yeah.
Play a guy. She was bragging about it all day today.
Again, Sarah's the coolest person in the room.
So what? All right, let's just do this. Everybody, what time are we wanting to get to the Stockyards? Probably about 10.
At least.
Oh, because it's Friday.
Yeah, it's 8. So what, 8 or 9?
Let's do 9:30. 9:40, 9:15, 9:30.
All right, so let's record about 30 more minutes. That makes it an hour 40 show. That's like two or three more songs from y'all fuckers, and then get dressed and get
And I'm taking
here.
A like restroom it. Break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Austin, can you hand me my phone? Can you hand me my phone?
What you going to do for us, Dick?
I'm going to do some Conway 20.
Oh, okay.
Since y'all brought it up earlier. He doesn't talk in this song, so I like it.
You Conway Twitty singing son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got mine. Thank you. Well, it's your life.
Bitch.
And you say you need a change. Aren't all the dreams we've seen come true mean anything? But you say it's different now. You keep staring at the door. Yes, he does talk in the song.
He does.
But how can you walk away? Well, don't I matter anymore? If being free's worth what you leave behind, if it's too late for love, change your mind. It's goodbye time. If we had known our love would come to this, we could have saved our heart the hurt. Wasted years. Well, it's been fun. Hey, what else can I say? But if the feeling's gone, my words won't stop you anyway. If it's too late for love, change your mind, and it's goodbye time. Goodbye, baby.
Once again, I understand it. I hate you.
You should sing for a living.
He should.
Oh, yeah, damn, you really need to move to Nashville.
Oh, my take, God. You are fucking... I hate you, how good you are, you cocksucker.
$6 million.
Six... What? That's how much it would take?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you told me the joke earlier. Yeah.
I got one to start, one to stop it.
Hey, you want
to
hear a real good joke? She's going to tell you about the biggest cow ever.
It's a moose.
It's a moose. It's not a moose.
That
it's
cow
a steer.
Is a moose. Don't that cow is a moose.
That cow is a moose.
Yeah, isn't that what they call the female moose is a cow still? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Okay,
technical difficulty. Fucking fix it. We're good. All right, now tell the goddamn story.
So.
That's how professionals do it.
Back to what
you
I was
admit
saying.
You fucked up something, and then you just roll into the rest of it.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. I wanted to point out, Justin last night learned to dance in the kitchen in his socks. I created a very good
There were
dance.
Only socks on at this point.
Oh, yeah, only socks.
Socks.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Risky. Yeah. So
he had two ankles and one tube.
I've actually never... Wait,
and my
I
ankle socks did absolutely nothing.
Shit.
You know what? That must have been after I went to bed. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you went to bed.
That's why. No, I went to bed. I went to
Couldn't
bed because
the
they
heat.
Were doing
That's
their
what
thing.
Made of.
Look, honest to God, I was like, yeah, I'm
it was, it made,
single.
It, yeah.
Like they're just dancing
Very
around the kitchen in their socks, and I'm like, I'll go sleep in my cold bed.
It was, it
like,
was
this is great.
It was so
I found
cute.
An Uber, and that when that Uber gets here, I don't give a shit what he looks like. Yeah.
It was so
I'm
goddamn
alone.
Cute, but at the same time,
it
was just like.
It was terrible.
I'm just going to go fucking drown myself. Like, right. I was so depressed, like, I didn't even want
to
watch porn.
I got in the bed.
Like, I was like, I'm going to give myself blue balls tonight.
I literally
like, I
got
don't
in
even
the
deserve
bed.
To jack off.
You were like,
that's how mad I was at myself
actually,
after watching them do that.
I was going to say, actually, nervous the first time I had sex.
Shit, what? Fuck up.
Did I ever tell you why I was so nervous the first time I had sex?
Hit me with it.
I was all by myself.
I was just saying, so basically what you're saying though is that Justin gave you blue balls is what you're saying
the situation yeah
the truth is
hey, you free. Hey
look That's I'm it. Telling you
played the fifth
it was the cutest goddamn thing I've ever seen
it was really cute but it was like
it's like a penis but bigger
it was
yeah way the fuck bigger
welcome to the chat room Kyle He's like that friend that keeps logging on and logging off. Yeah. But he comes right back at the room.
I'll be back.
Runs back in the room.
I thought the motherfucker had a knee brace on half the time he was in the kitchen. I thought he tore his ACL.
But no, it was kind of like whenever you're like watching a movie and that movie is making you like number one, you're like, whoever created
Ron
this movie is like, you know, they're a very happy person. That's great. So good for them. However, I'm fucking sad. And that's what watching them dance around the kitchen was like. It was like, oh, that's really.
Oh, I'll take three slow-mos and I'm out of here.
I'm actually going to go save a turtle in the middle of downtown traffic. So yeah.
That was way better than what I was fitting to do. Yeah.
So like,
that's way better. I was fitting to shoot shots that fucking MJ couldn't hit. Brick! That's what the fuck was happening on my phone.
So I used to try to beg and pay Sarah to hang out with me, and she always denied it. But anyways, one of the first times I remember us hanging out together, she stayed the night, and we just watched TV. That's, you know, when we got drunk. And,
we just watched TV, but she did spend
the night.
We
laid in bed and talked about her ex. And,
Oh, wow.
And,
nothing gets me harder than that.
You're in trouble.
And,
nothing.
Oh, and by the way, if my cousin Rethro's listening, we love you, buddy. So we're laying there.
Catch at the hot dog stand.
It just gets better and better.
Catch at the hot dog stand in your Nissan.
Yeah, she's like, hey,
everybody somewhere in this room's fucked their cousin.
She's
not
like,
fucked their cousin, but
I
fuck
have
somebody's
never
cousin.
Had sex with my cousin, thank you.
I thought that you said earlier that somebody had fucked your cousin.
Yes, personally.
Brother fuckers.
Yeah,
he's here.
I don't
it's okay.
I don't know if we can legally talk about
Dukes's
right
cousin, and
I
she almost died the next day.
Like,
and she wanted me to come to the hospital. It was very weird.
I've already clarified this many times on the show.
And she thought I was like her next to kin.
I clarified this many times on the show.
It was weird.
She's like, when you say like fourth or fifth cousins, that's how far off she is. I mean, I didn't even know she was still alive until she showed
you
up.
You let
show
her into
that.
VIP.
Well,
I thought y'all were close.
No, we were not close.
I didn't even know what we were even
So this is kind of related, but not as like bad. But so when I was in the eighth grade, I played hide and seek.
Please don't let this be related at all.
No.
With you being in the eighth grade, starting off in the story.
Yeah. When I was in the eighth grade, I was playing hide and seek chicken houses. Which I don't know if that's like a normal thing for anybody at this table.
We're close to Mexico, so probably.
It's okay. So we used to
hide and seek.
So when you get chickens out of chicken houses, the houses are just like waiting for tractors to come through and till and get all the litter out. So we would play nighttime hide and seek. So all of us farm kids would like call each other and we'd be like, "Hey, bring the gator over here." And we'd all just drive over to each other's farms, you know, and we'd play
night. Wait, you guys had cell phones when you were a kid?
Nighttime. Hell no, we were on that house phone. I still know the number, but I'm not going to say it because I feel like that's
bitch,
still
don't even
act
like you had a rotary phone.
I said
you are 12 years old.
Anyway.
I am 34 and I barely had a fucking rotary
phone. That's not the
point
of the story. Listen.
Had it on my back.
So we're playing chicken house hide and seek, right? And there's this boy. And I've had a crush on him for a good year, okay? He goes to my school, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't even think he knows I exist. And he's here, and we're playing chicken house hide and seek, and I'm going to be alone with him in the dark. And, oh, my God, I kissed him, right? The next day, my grandma's in the hospital, and I go to see my grandma. And my grandma's sister is there. And in walks my grandma's sister's grandson.
Oh, shit.
Who is the boy?
Oh, you kissed
your
cousin.
You kissed your cousin.
In the chicken houses.
Plot twist.
And I was like, why are you here?
Roll Tide.
Because that's my grandma's sister. I was like, what?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Go
Dogs.
The
worst experience of my entire life.
You're my sister. You're my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, But y'all were talking about like sad movies.
Just heartbroken.
Yeah.
When I first hung out with Sarah the first night, like we hung out, drank. She came to my place and like literally we
Talk
fell asleep. Next morning, for some reason, she stayed around and we watched TV, and she picked out The Notebook.
What an idiot!
Oh.
Right. So we watched The Notebook, and then she leaves.
Are you over there fucking snorting lines? What the
she
fuck
gone.
Are you doing?
Hey,
we don't do that drug here.
It's not that sad. It's not that sad of a story.
Let's
we will allow some narcotics.
Let's
no cocaine.
No, my beer.
Unless you share it.
Let's take a minute to
just playing.
Don't do
drugs. Really.
I already found
sponsors. I'm just playing.
What sponsors?
I
literally which sponsors are we talking to right now? So, Jesus. But I realized that I'm
we,
falling
look
for
at
this.
Me. I don't do cocaine. I look like I do Coca-Cola. Not cocaine. I fucking wish I had a coke
I really
problem.
I need to clear this up because I have children, okay?
You obviously are not snorting powder.
It was
powder
coming out of my nose. I was not snorting.
No, you look like you just opened a vape shop, Josh. Anyway. So,
damn.
He's not Middle Eastern.
That was good. I couldn't help myself.
That's a good joke.
Damn.
No. Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. No, I love it.
But yes,
this
podcast
got out of hand.
I'm starting
like,
to realize
really
I have
fast.
Feelings for this girl, and I really like her. Like, you know.
And you're watching The Notebook.
And we watched The Notebook, and she leaves. So then I was like, "Damn, glad I didn't buy a handgun." You know.
Wait, did she leave with or without kissing?
Not that bad, but it was fucking like sad. Like,
we
watched The Notebook, and then she fucking leaves. And then here I am by myself again.
Why'd you leave, Sarah?
Well, she probably had like
something
shit
about
to
her
do.
Yoko owner record.
Let's hear the real story right now. Let's get a mic.
Yeah.
Now on the spot.
Let's go. Get on the record here.
Probably bag wine.
The what?
Bag wine.
You drank?
Oh, Parrot Bay. Yeah, it was
Parrot
Bay.
Oh, God.
Oh, so you were.
Well, that's all we had.
Did you at least kiss him?
Oh.
Dick kisser.
I don't think we did. We didn't.
He's like, yeah.
He remembers really well.
Yeah, I was sad as shit.
Okay, so now tell us. So now tell us how you got from she left without even kissing you to somehow.
Have you not heard this motherfucker sing and play guitar tonight?
She's here on your birthday trip.
She already knew I played. Like we.
Oh, never mind then.
When I moved to town, but.
Wait, what? Hold up.
Yeah, we both started at
Look
AJ's.
Look at Dukes. Dukes is so anxious. Just hold on, Pumpkin.
No, I'm just sitting here listening.
Sorry, y'all. I did get
Dukes is like, this is so bad for my career. I don't want my name involved in any of this.
Honestly.
And me and Blaine's is like, fuck it.
I don't even think you can even see him. Can you see him?
He's moved now to the
corner. Oh, he's out of the video.
He stole my chair.
Hey, that's how you know that you're not doing drugs. It was video.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you right. said, are you snorting cocaine?
I also said, you don't have none to share.
I don't think that really helps.
There's you don't have any cocaine in this house.
There's definitely not any cocaine.
So we're all running for politics.
I thought about doing shrooms on this bitch. We're fine.
Hold on, everybody, be very quiet. This is very important. To my lawyer, Brett, I know you were already close to firing me because I did not send that email before 5 p.m. today.
What fucking voice is that?
Don't fire me, okay? I was not doing drugs.
That is the worst white person voice in customer service ever.
Customer service.
Bitch, you are not good at selling insurance.
Why do you think I work for myself?
You probably don't have another option.
I thought you were trying to.
I got arrested.
What?
She had a job. Bitch got arrested.
What's the OnlyFans?
Cute ass mugshot.
OnlyFans?
What's the OnlyFans page?
It's hot as shit. It's not OnlyFans.
Well, let's see it then.
It's Snap Premium.
Speaking of OnlyFans,
Snap Premium.
She doesn't even show her boobies.
I don't show anything, and then guys message me, and they're like, I paid $25, and you don't show any nipple. What in the world? And I'm like, wow,
I'll sell
that's
them some
crazy.
Bath water. I got a whole fucking jug in there that I'll pour on them. All right, Deucey, play a song before. I don't know where the fuck this is going. That fireball done got all of us spicy.
Yeah, what song are we doing here?
Hail if I'm
Oh,
play that one.
We got 13 more minutes. So 13 more minutes.
More minutes.
It's going to have to be like Bohemian Rhapsody to play that long.
Freebird, we're done. Yeah.
If you goddamn play Freebird, I'm going to put... Well, you're not going to as a joke, but...
Can you play Check Yes or No?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Make that Taylor guitar proud.
That one feels so good.
So, hey, you want to hear something funny? It's funny you like that one. When I was little, I thought what was really cool, and now looking back at how much of a loser I was when I was like in elementary school... is I used to run around the playground. There's this girl I used to aggravate the fuck out of her. I'm not going to say her name.
What was her name?
I can't say it. We can't say names on here because they could sue.
Was it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't say names.
Was it?
I mean, it could have been that.
I literally just said my lawyer.
Oh, he won't say. He'll actually like it because he's a lawyer.
Okay, he's a very good lawyer.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's recommending him.
Yeah.
Right now.
As a matter of fact, whenever... No, I can't.
So I remember like being like in the second or third grade when that song coming out and like singing it on the playground, like swinging with this bitch.
Oh, when you were like little Rosie May.
Yeah.
Little Rosie May. Check yes or no.
That's probably my... Well, it's not my favorite George song, but
do you want to chase me around the bedroom when we're older?
Yeah, I want to chase you now.
You are.
You need to slow the fuck down. No. I don't move as quick as I used to. I'm trying to catch the fuck up here.
Can I tell you something?
Actually,
I need to say.
What's the fucking break?
I'm very confused with what's happening.
Hold
here.
Me closer.
I don't know what the fuck's
Tony
happening
Danza?
Here either.
I'm pointing to these two. I'm very confused.
You're confused. I'm fucking confused. I don't know.
You are? Okay. I just want to make sure.
So Josh and I both have extremely flirty personalities.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the way that it goes is it's flirting 24/7. Yeah. And sometimes he doesn't know if he's being serious, and sometimes I don't know if I'm being serious, and nobody ever actually knows what's going on.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You need to get on gay dating apps.
What?
Because you would know how far somebody is away from you that wants to hook up right now.
Yeah, see, the thing with that is...
With you two, but with you two, like...
We need to get on.
I'm done. No, you shouldn't.
What?
I'm done, moving on.
Wait, what?
I think he's trying to tell you how you can start selling pictures for money, Josh.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
So,
Justin's actually going to sing us a song.
Hey, do you mind if I do another George Strait song?
I don't mind.
Like, I don't know.
Do you have a gay dating app song that we can do?
No.
We're editing.
No, we're not. It was great. It was fucking great. I loved it. It was fucking random and shit. I loved it.
I wrote a song about a gay dating app. It's called Leaving You Hurt Less Than Meeting You.
Shut up.
Just to flirt? Is that what you're talking about?
What?
All right, Dukesy.
I do flirt.
Jesus.
All right. Y'all sing it with me, all
right? All right.
Oh, how you sparkle, oh, how you shine. That flush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good. want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. He must have stolen some stars from the sky and gave them to you to wear in your eyes. I had my chances, but I set you free. And now I wonder why I couldn't see. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me.
Darling, I wasted a lot of years not seeing it real.
Ooh-wee.
But tonight, your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time just to let you know. So before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him? That's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love.
Yeah. That applause, dude. See?
That applause straight for you.
I love it, Dixie.
That was cute.
Yes.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah, good shit, brother.
So, you know what I think would be a fun way to end this?
What's that?
I think a group like
right,
it. It no.
We've already played that.
A group send a sing-along.
Yeah, let's do it.
Pick a song and like it'll be kind of weird because it'd be a little spaced out. We'll get everybody like close as they can
for some reason,
to the table.
Still and stuff
not a fucking chance. Oh, that's cute.
What is?
Get
in. Yeah, that's no. Maybe some other time.
Never mind.
Maybe some other time.
What about
pick something that would be like a good group singer.
I think Blaine has to pick it.
Yeah,
Blaine has to.
I feel like I can see Blaine. I can see Blaine being like,
"You're the birthday boy.
You
gotta be the
lead. You can't ride in my little red wagon.
if you
the front seat's broken and the axle's dragging. Just do it for me one time, Blaine.
Well, you just did
well,
that
shit.
Voice one more time.
Let's do Fort Worth.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
We're in Texas. When in Texas?
That's
where
we have
George
Strait. To end it on
Fort
the
Worth
Texas
ever crossed your mind?
Are we doing record key?
Let's do that.
Call Fort Worth.
Works for me.
All right. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Cold Fort Worth beer just ain't no good for jealous. I've tried it night after night. You're in someone else's arms in Dallas.
Here we go.
Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Darling, while you're busy burning bridges, burn one for me. You get tired. Cause good memories don't fade so easy.
Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
You left me here to be with him in Dallas. I know it hurt you at the time.
Now I wonder if Sarah needs another. And does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Take it pretty for us, son.
This is a great time for everybody to listen and everybody in the room to take a sip. Cheers! Here we go.
That was your moment.
You left me here to be with Josh Terry.
And for
Byron. I know it hurt you at the time. Now I wonder if it makes a difference. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
One more time,
come
on. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Yahtzee!
Woo! Hell yeah! All right.
If that was any prettier, I'd marry it.
Oh, shit. That was sprinkling diamonds on pig shit right there. Thank everybody for listening to the show. We're going to do another one tomorrow. I don't know who the fuck's going to be here who ain't. But what'd you say?
We're going to love it.
We're going to love it. We're going to literally love it.
Thank each and every one of y'all for making the show success. Follow Justin Duke's music. Woo! Follow Blaine Bunting music. Miss Macy on everything. I'm going to make sure that we post. The rest of y'all, I don't know what the fuck y'all do.
I don't do it.
Yeah. Y'all have real jobs.
They're normal.
We don't. Y'all are the normies. We're the just like, you know what? We're probably fucked one day.
Yeah, honestly. I think y'all have all the time. Yeah. I'm like, what if I lose every avenue to make money one day?
If this don't work, we're fucked.
What if I lose?
You guys are going to have like these things called like savings.
No tax.
Yeah.
No tax.
I'm like, maybe I'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's what I got. But anyway, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We'll catch you tomorrow from Fort Worth. One more fucking show.
Bye.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.